Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crooked Little Lies by Barbara Taylor Sissel, performed by Natalie Ross. For David, a.k.a. Buddha Boy, whose shining light never fails to illumine my path. And for Joe, a sister of the heart and a kindred spirit. 1. Lauren didn't know on that Friday in October when she saw him walking alongside the road's edge that he would soon vanish, or that in the wake of his disappearance, dozens of people would feel compelled to search for him. When she spotted him that morning, it was in nearly the same instant she realized she'd turned the wrong way on the interstate feeder, and a fraction of a second later, there he was, mere inches from her bumper, so close her heart stalled. Her glance shot to the rearview mirror once she passed him, half afraid of what she'd see. His outrage, at the least. But his pace was unbroken, as if he were oblivious of how close he'd come to being struck down. Still shaken, she pulled onto the road's shoulder, keeping an eye on him. She'd seen him walking around town before. In fact, her sightings of him were regular enough that if she were to go more than a few days without one, she would wonder about him, even worry a bit for his well-being. But she had never seen him here, where the traffic was constant and fierce. He was youngish, 20-something, Lauren thought. Young enough that she could have been his mother. Young enough that watching him now, she felt pangs of distress. Who was he? Why was he on foot? The questions cut across her mind. He didn't look as if he were a homeless person, or a vagrant, or a homicidal maniac. She felt his situation was something other than that. But what really scared her was how easily he could be killed. She could see it in her mind's eye, his single misstep, the car coming on too fast, clipping him, knocking him hundreds of feet. On the following Wednesday, when the police questioned her in the wake of his disappearance, she would say it was her fear for him that caused her to stop that morning. But truthfully, she didn't know. Maybe she'd stopped because she'd come so near to harming him herself. Or maybe her own recent brush with death had heightened her sense of the fragility of life. Or maybe it was the mother in her. What if he were one of her children? She kept her glance on his reflected image. He seemed not lost, but isolated, solitary in a way that made her heart ache. He held himself with his torso awkwardly canted to the right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?